Welcome to Reflecting God. After Joshua, another generation grew up who knew neither the Lord nor what he had done for Israel. God did not leave his people helpless. He raised up deliverers, judges. At least one of these was a woman. God still uses women to perform his ministry in his kingdom. We have a natural tendency to divide ourselves into groups, elevating ourselves above others. In Galatians 3, Paul discusses ethnic, social, and gender discrimination. Paul does declare that in God's kingdom, these differences don't make a difference. We are all one in Christ. We can and must relish the richness of multicultural, multigenerational living and worship as the gospel breaks down the barriers that once divided us. When God's kingdom arrives in its fullness, all nations and tribes and languages will gather around the throne and worship the Lamb. If we are going to live like that for eternity, it just might be a good idea to practice it now. Embrace holy living. Visit ReflectingGod.com.